Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Young people, there's nothing wrong with dancing for Jesus. But we can't forget where we come from. So if you don't mind, let's have a little church right now.
Something about that name.
Thank you, Jesus. Listen.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Something about the name Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. It is the sweetest,
sweetest name I know.
And lift your hands and say it with me.
It is the sweetest name.
Thank you, Jesus.
I know.
Listen to this right here.
Some people say I'm crazy, but I can't explain.
No, no.
The power that I feel, oh, when I call your name.
When I call your name.
Said it's just like. Shut up in my bones.
Oh,
yeah. The Holy Ghost is moving here.
Yes, it is.
And it just won't leave me alone. Oh, there's something. Yeah.
Something about the
name. Yes,
something about the name.
I love the name.
Oh, how I love the name.
somebody know.
No, no,
no. No, I love the name Jesus.
Oh,
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 oh.
Is it something about that name Jesus? What's going on, you guys? Welcome to Spiritual Feeding. I am your host, Ebony B. You are now tuned in live on Diva Spot Radio. Y'all know how we get down each and every Sunday, 7 p.m. on the West and broadcasting live 10 p.m. on the East. So shout out to everybody that's listening. You can call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. You can also jump in the chat room with us as well. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Now, we're going to talk about this topic today. And, of course, you want to get your plate, a.k.a. your Bibles. This is how we get down on spiritual feeding. I wanted to talk about this topic, patience. And it's very important because we get challenged every day with things that go on in our life. So, you know, patience is very key to being successful in anything, or also have a successful relationship with God. So we got to play it cool. Tonight, we're going to talk about playing it cool. And I'm going to come from a scripture from Ephesians chapter 3, and it's going to be verse 14 and verse 15. Patience. It says, For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord God Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with the might by his Spirit. And that comes from Ephesians 3, verse 14 and 15. And I like how it goes in saying, you know, for this cause I bow my knees unto the Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. For this cause, this is the reason why I'm being patient. This is the reason why, you know, I'm not going off and cursing and carrying on, because so many things, you know, happen in life. When you know that your prayer is going to be answered, you can keep your cool, right? That's how I'm always able to keep my cool, because I know that God is going to answer my prayers. And that song that we played at the top of the show, something about the name Jesus, I mean, it just brings me so much comfort, you know, just thinking about it, just saying it in my head, even if I can't listen to it. But, you know, when you know your prayers is going to be answered, you can keep your cool. You know, you have a meeting with your boss, keep your cool. Your husband or your wife, you know, they lost their jobs, keep your cool. It's going to be fine. God has already went before us and worked it all out. You know, just don't panic. You know, keep your cool. Someone's getting on your nerves, don't curse them out. Just keep your cool. And we got to remember, event plus response equals outcome. So there's an event that came, and then we responded to it, and of course there's going to be an outcome. So you want to keep your patience. You want to be patient for a lot of things, because we may see some people going through some stuff in our life, is negative things is happening to our family members and to ourselves, but we got to be patient. You know, we got to just wait and bear and sit in that storm and know that God is going to protect us. And then on the other end, we see other people getting favor in our church, outside our church, at our jobs, and, you know, that can cause you to have the green eye. You don't want to have the green eye. You have to understand that what's for them is for them, and what's for you is for you. And if you keep your patience and trust God, it's definitely going to come, and I'm a witness to that. I am definitely a witness to that. Don't think that, you know, I haven't went through my hard times and things have came, weapons has been formed against me, even tongues being formed against me. Don't think that, you know, that has not happened in my life, because it has. And, you know, we got to go through some things to be able to appreciate the blessings that God given us. And why do we think that we're so different? You know, Jesus bared a lot of things. You know, he went through things that we would never be able to bear. Now, let's be real, y'all. This is spiritual feeding. Jesus went through things that we would never be able to bear in our own lives on today. So let's be thankful. We're talking about patience, y'all. Call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button to be heard. I'm about to get into another song, and we're going to come back and talk more about keeping you cool and having patience. So this is Fantasy and Knuckle Knees right here, also in Prophet, and it's called I Love You. Let's go.
Hey, Jesus said I'm invited to the Holy Ghost party. Can you check if my name's available?
What's your name, sir?
Knuckle Knees.
Yeah, you're on the list.
All right, cool. Hey, I got my friends with me. You know, they want to know more about Jesus, so is that all
right? Yeah, that's fine. Come right in.
All right, come on, you guys. Let's get it. Yeah.
Ain't no party like the Holy Ghost party, cause the Holy Ghost party don't stop.
Another day, cause ever since I met you, everything's okay.
Even now the dead
end. You always make a way. I mean, you got me speechless, like I don't know what to say. Feel me? You show me love when most people try to hate. Lord, you're so real, like the opposite of fake. Like Tony, you great, put food on my plate. I ain't talking frosted flake, Lord, I'm talking about steak. Lord, I know it was the blood and it wasn't Kool-Aid. And I'm writing for you, Lord, like I got some new skates. Everything's picture perfect, kinda like Blu-ray. Put your words up in my mouth, something like toothpaste.
Gotta walk up
right, I don't need a shoelace. See, I always trust you, that's what I call true faith. Lord, you always on time like the first full day. Look, we all about business.
No suitcase.
I love you.
Gotta have you, and Lord, that's true. You make me feel yellow when I'm feeling blue, and I don't know how, but that's what you do. I think about it night and day, so I pray. You know my address, and you know where I stay. And I could try to duck, and I could try to hide. You did it for my sins, and yeah, that's why you died. The devil burning up, but I ain't trying to burn. So I'ma live right, listen up, and learn. The enemy always brings temptation. I'll wait on you, so I ask for patience. You be looking after me in my own life. I don't know how you come at the right time, but I hold on, and never let go, yeah. And I ain't doing nothing with my God, so. Church, I get silly. Praise the Lord, I like to catch the Holy Ghost. Yeah, I gotta stay with God, so that's how I stay close. The Bible is my bread and every word is like toast. So when I hear Jesus speak, it feels good down my throat. This is rap comedy, but it ain't no joke. And I'm covered with his blood, now that's a big coat. Yeah, I gotta stay clean from my sins like soap. I'm changing up the world because we're all the hosts. If it ain't nothing good, man, then let the bad go. We gotta love one another, you should all know.
Party don't stop. Ain't no party like the Holy Ghost party, cause the Holy Ghost party don't stop.
Of course. You got to believe, you guys. You got to believe it. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio, a spiritual feeder. I am your host, Ebony B, and I am a believer. That was Breaking the Day. Such a beautiful song. And tonight's topic, we're talking about patience, keeping you cool. You know, sometimes you really need to keep you cool. You don't have to correct everybody, or you don't have to go off on everybody and, you know, letting people getting you all roused up and getting your spirit all roused up. It's just too draining. So we got to keep our cool, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. Oh, man, I'm glad I decided to talk about this topic, patience, because I wanted to touch on when we see somebody else getting favor, or when we see somebody else doing good or having things, because we can see our family or our friends, like, you got your house, you got your car, or they got a good job, they got a raise, they just had a baby, they got married, such and so on, you know, the things that we may want, and seeing another person with them and feeling like, why don't I have that? You know, why hasn't God blessed me yet with those things? And we need to understand that everything comes at the right time. God does not work on our time at all. He doesn't do things on our time. You know, we're working on his time. And when he blesses abundantly. He doesn't give us little things here and there. You know, it's just like the grace and mercy. Grace is when God gives us things that we don't deserve every day. And mercy is when God withholds the things that we were not ready for right now. So some things, if you don't have the things that you think that you need or want, that's because you may not be ready for them right now. You know, you may not be ready for that car. If you want to have a car and, you know, you're barely making bills, how are you going to put gas in your car? How are you going to afford the insurance? Or if you want a better job, but have you put in the work to go back to school or to get skills or to even be an entrepreneur to have so? And let's talk about tithes and offering as well. Your tithes and offering is very important that you take the time out to sit down and look at your finances and give 10%. 10% of your money, and let's go a little bit further, giving 10% of your time. 10% of 24 hours is 2 hours. You can do whatever you want with that time. God only asks us for a small amount, 10%. You can meditate within them 2 hours. You know, and me just thinking about it, thank you, Lord. You know, we spend about 2 hours in church. How ironically, 2 hour service in church. That's 10% of 24 hours. So, you know, you want to have some patience and keep your cool. If you see some things going on within your church or within your family and whatnot, you want to take the time and sit down and pray with God about it. Go to God and ask him, what does he think that you should do? And if you don't get the answer right away, some people be like, I don't know. You know, I don't know, Ebony. God didn't answer me. He didn't say nothing. I didn't hear him say nothing at all. You just got to wait. You got to wait so you can be able to hear God speaking to you. And that's going to come with building a relationship. You don't just go and reveal or put your time and your effort and your money into somebody you don't know, right? Right off the bat, we don't just trust people. We have to get to know them. We have to build a relationship. And God already knows us. It's just our responsibility to build a relationship with the Lord. And that takes time. It takes effort. Of course, we're going to get frustrated. Of course, we're going to get mad. Of course, we're going to get lonely. That's going to happen, but all that is good for good reason. You know, and if you really meditate and reading the Word and meditating on the Word of God, you will be able to get clear understanding of that. None of that will honestly affect you if you're taking the time out to invest that time with the Lord. You just got to wake up in the morning, go to sleep at night, glory to glory. I glorify your name, Lord. I bless your name, Lord. I thank you. I thank you for today that I didn't even deserve. I glorify your name, Lord, and that's what it comes with patience. I had to learn patience. And once I started working on my patience, to tell you all the truth, once I started working on my patience, that's when the depression started to ease away. Because I used to be very depressed and upset all the time. Once I started working on my patience, and God would say to me, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give you everything that you're asking for, everything your heart desires. But you got to practice some patience first. Because I wasn't ready at that time. I was still caught up in my own way. Wanting to do my own thing. Wanting to do my way, worrying all the time. And later on, you know, worrying is a sin, y'all. For those who don't know, worrying is a sin. It's a sin to worry. It's not good because it's going to kill you. You're stressing yourself out over nothing. But once you start to put your faith in God, and when you know that your prayers is going to be answered, you good, but that's because you believe it. You had that faith. Like, I know God going to take care of me. I don't depend on, you know, humans. I don't depend on my family members. I don't depend on the people who network with me. I don't depend on my pastor. I don't depend on my first lady. I don't depend on my church members. I don't depend on none of that. Because a lot of people will say they want to do things, and of course they want to do it out of good intentions, but things can change and they can't do it. They only human, and that's the problem with a lot of us. We start putting our faith into people like they God. And when they let us down, we want to take it the hardest. It's a possibility it could happen. It's a possibility that you can help me. It's a possibility that we can come together and make something happen. But it's not permanent. It's temporarily. So I want you guys to really pay attention to that. Of y'all putting y'all faith in into other human beings, financially, emotional, spiritual. They not going to be able to do it how God do it. You want to go to the true source. You want to go to the real root. You don't want to be trying to pick the leaves and thinking that you're going to be filled because you're not. It's not going to work, you guys. I want y'all to chime in on this. Call in at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521, and press the 1 button to be heard. I want to hear how y'all keep patience within yourself. How are you keeping your cool? Where are you going to keep your cool? Where is your source? Where are you going to have patience in this crazy, crazy world that we live in? It's your girl, Ebony B. You're now tuning in to Spiritual Feeding on Diva Spot Radio. Let's get into some glory to glory, Fran Hamilton. Let's go. Glory to God, y'all. Glory to God. Welcome back. Welcome back, man. I'm so glad that you guys are here. You're now tuning in live to Spiritual Feeding with Ebony D. We live on Diva Spot Radio. And I wanted to come back with Luke, the scripture. Luke 8. Luke, get your plates, a.k.a. your Bibles. You got to have your plates, a.k.a. your Bibles, when you're on spiritual feeding, because we're feeding each other. We feed in the spirit. We're not feeding the flesh. We're not worried about the flesh, y'all. We feed in the spirit. The spirit, man, this is what we're here for. We feed the spirit. The spirit is very important. So we're going to go to Luke chapter 8, verse 15. And in Luke chapter 8, verse 15, it says, "But as for that seed in the good soil, these are the people who, hearing the word, hold it fast in a jest. Noble, and victorious, worthy heart, and steady bring forth fruit with patience." So again, that's Luke chapter 8, verse 15. And I like what it says there. It says, "These are the people who, hearing the word, hold it fast and just, noble, victorious, and a worthy heart, and steady bring forth fruit with patience." I love being that person. I love being a noble person. I love being a victorious woman. And, you know, these are the people who are worthy. They bring forth the fruit. And doing this, the fruit with patience, you having patience, and you know that you're planting a good seed, so you're going to get a good harvest. And any good farmer knows that time is the most important thing when planting your harvest. It doesn't matter, you know, I'm not going to say it doesn't matter, but, you know, you're going to get the sunshine, of course. You need the rain. You need good soil, and that's what it says in the scripture, good soil to plant the seed. But that time, waiting for it to blossom, waiting for it to grow its first sprout, and then it sprout out. Then when it's fully blossomed, then you can start picking up that fruit. But it's going to definitely take time. It's very important for us to know that. So I'm glad that, you know, I was able to go through my Bible or my plate and grab that food right there. Again, that's Luke chapter 8, verse 15. You definitely want to keep that close. And another one out of Luke is Luke chapter 21, verse 19. Again, that's Luke chapter 21, verse 19. It says, "Be your steadfast in patience, endurance. You shall win. You shall win the true life of your souls." Again, be your steadfastness and patience, endurance. You shall win the true life of your souls. And that comes from Luke chapter 21, 19. These are powerful scriptures. You know, and having patience and keeping you cool, and that's our topic tonight is patience, just keeping you cool. You definitely want to have them scriptures on hand. You definitely, even if it means for you to have music and, you know, to soothe your soul, to just remember that, you know, this was just a season. This is just a season. Even if it's a good season or, you know, you having a hard time, you want to remember, let me have some patience. Let me have some patience with some of the people I may not like in my church. Let me have some patience with some of the people I may not like in my family. Let me have some patience with my coworkers. Because you're feeling some type of way about them walking around with a harder heart for them. And, of course, you're making things more harder for you because God said for us to love one another, for us to support one another, for us to uplift one another. How can you be doing that and you feeling some type of way about another individual? It's a billion people in the world, y'all, and some of us, and I'm not going to say we, because I don't cannot speak for everybody, but, you know, it's a billion people in the world, and some of us let one person mess up our day, mess up our life, giving them the power. If you're going to give somebody some power, give them some power to make you happy, not to hurt you. I mean, I know it sounds pretty like, you know, it's common sense, but sense is not common. And that's real. Let's get another scripture. There's another one that I've seen in here. Let's see. Romans. Romans 5, Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Moreover, let us also be full of joy now. Let us exult in triumph in our troubles and rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that pressure and affliction and hardships produce patience and unswerving endurance. I'm going to read that again. Moreover, and this comes from Romans chapter 5, verse 3. Moreover, let us also be full of joy now. Not later, not yesterday, not last month, but now. Let us exult and triumph in our troubles and rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that pressure and affliction and hardship produce patience and unswerving endurance. And I was just saying it at the top of the show, we got to endure some things. I've been through so much in my life, you guys, and God had places on me, and I just thank you, Lord, for this right now. I thank you for placing this saying on me. To be blessed is to suffer is to be blessed. And to be blessed is to find the understanding of suffering. We all want to go to heaven, but don't nobody want to die. We all want to have nice things, and we want to all want to have good lives, but we don't want to endure nothing. And again, if Jesus had to endure all of that pain, all of that affliction, why do we think that we don't have to go through that? And I'm seeing that every day. Every day. Thinking that we don't have to go through anything. Thinking that nothing should happen to us. Thinking that nothing should happen to our families. Nothing should happen on our jobs. We're supposed to go through every day perfect. And, you know, then we want to ask, why me, why me, why not you? Why is this happening to me? Why shouldn't it happen to you? What are you learning from it? Instead of asking why, you should say what? What am I learning from this? Or how? How is this preparing? What is this preparing me for? It's very important. And if you're not where you want to be, where you at right now, if you're not tired of being in your sin and sick and living in your sin, know that God is. Shout out to my pastor. He was on fire today. Shout out to Pastor Schroeder at Pacific Christian Church. He was on fire today. If you are not sick of being in your sin and sick of being in your mess, know that God is. God is sick of you being in your mess. But he can only bring you out if you really want it. And that's real. Let's testify. Go to another scripture. Thank you, Lord. Where we at? Up, Romans 8. Romans 8, chapter 8, verse 25. But if we hope for what is still unseen by us, we wait for it with patience and composure. That's Romans 8, verse 25. But if we hope for what is still unseen by us, we wait for it with patience and composure. Compose yourself. Get yourself together. Take your time. You don't have to have what Brother Johnson and what Sister Johnson have. That ain't your marriage. That ain't your relationship. You ain't got to worry about such and such and such. That's not your car. That's not your situation. You shouldn't want to live like nobody else, no way. Do we not know that we are unique? Do we not know that we are wonderfully made? And if you don't know, I suggest you to grab you a Bible. Not only a Bible that a regular Bible that has scriptures in it, but grab you a daily Bible. Grab you a study Bible. Start getting your study on. Thank you, Lord, for placing that on my heart. You're right, Lord. It's some of us, because when I started off, I didn't know how to start to pray, or I didn't know how to go about having a relationship with the Lord or going about having a relationship with the Lord. And the first place he wants us to start is with his word. Learning what he was saying, learning what's in the Bible. You know, breaking it down on all different levels. You want to, of course, get you a church home. I encourage church homes. And if that is, you may have to go to a few of them before you find one that's for you, because God will place you where you need to be. But, of course, get you a Bible, get you a daily Bible, get you a small daily Bible, one that you can put in your pocket or your pocketbook to take with you, so you can always have the word of God with you. God is always with us, but we want his word with us at all times so we can reflect. We can go back and learn and read. I have my daily Bible. It's called the Women of Color Devotional Bible. And what I love about this Bible is it's a yearly Bible, and it goes 5 days a week, and it starts off with a topic. It starts off with a scripture. It gives a short story. Then after that, it gives me an application. It's giving me some homework to do. Apply this to your life. It's not just saying read it. It says apply. And then it gives me a prayer. You know, even though the prayer was wrote in this book and God placed this in my life, and I thank you, Lord, from that, but me reading those prayers and, you know, understanding some of the things that I can say to the Lord, because we all have our own personal relationship with him. Every prayer is not the same. You know, every worship and praise is not the same, and that's okay. That's fine. But you want to get you a daily Bible. You want to get you a study book that's going to put you to work. You got to apply this, you guys. You just can't read it and not apply it to your life. Let's go to the call lines and get some love. Where we at? 253-283. Is Rodney, man of God, in the building?
Yes, man of God in the building, sis. I'm enjoying it. I'm enjoying this patient piece. But listen, that patient piece is something that is earned and not given. And it is given by God by your endurance and your prayer and in your fasting. You need to be mindful of that, because patience, like you shared in the book of Luke about patience and the fruit is the word of God that's being embedded in you. And once it's embedded in you, because we always have the scripture talking about God dwells in me, and he does dwell in us, but what happens is when we study and we read and we establish our relationships, get stronger with Christ and with God, and our walk and faith get stronger, what happens is God gives us patience in the things that is needed to be in our lives. Good relationships, good stewards over our finances. These things are things that are passed down and given to God. That's the grace and mercy, too, that we need to talk about us as individuals, that teaching patience. I'm like you, girl. This thing, patience, was a process for me, because I always wanted to get it. I'm getting it. But once I started relaxing in my relationship with God and start trusting and believing in God, my patience level came relaxed. It's a sense of joy and a sense of peace that comes with that peace, man. And I love it, man, now, because I can sit back and I can hear and be slow to speak, and it's goodness, and I know that's a form of patience for me, because I don't like speak do and then I deal with the consequences later. But as I started growing in Christ and my relationship started getting stronger, things in my life just started becoming balanced with that patient piece. But yeah, hey, Diva.
Hey, I'm just listening. Yes, I'm just getting that peace. You're right about that. You know, being patient and start growing. And that word, you know, stuck out right there is growing. You got to grow. You're not just going to, you know, your spirit man is just not going to grow up from a child to an adult overnight. No, it's the same process. You know, it's the same process. You got to grow. And we all are books. You're not going to know what's going on in chapter 15 until you read through 1 through 14. And every day is a page. You got to go through the day to get to the next day. It's important. You got to go through the day to get through the next day and to see what the next day, that what has to offer for you, what God has for you. Because everything is put in line and in place. Because, of course, I didn't got frustrated, like, why would this person do this and they ain't doing that right and such and such and such and such and such. And it wasn't even about me. It wasn't about them. It wasn't about me. It wasn't about what I wanted.
What?
If you're doing it, you're doing it for the glory of God. It's not about you. Your body is not your own anyway. You are not your own. Who told
right.
you belong to you? And
that's
I had
right
to learn
you
that.
Know, yeah, and this, look, watch this. I remember if you go back into Jesus when he was doing his ministry, when he was preaching. I'll never forget this story. And I read it, when I read it over and over and still dissect it. I remember Jesus was doing the glory of God. I remember he was healing folk. He was on a mission for his Father. Now watch this. The unique thing is, he just got finished preaching and praying. He was hungry. Peter said, I'm taking you to my house and I'm going to feed you. But because he had a mission and because he had a set agenda from his Father, watch, this is interesting, because he had a set agenda from his Father, when he got to Peter's house to eat, to sit down and eat, Peter's mother-in-law was in the room sick. And Jesus said, something just don't feel right. And he didn't feel right just allowing the mom to be in there sick and him just sitting there to eat. Nah. He said, nah, I got it. This ain't about me. He let Peter know, this ain't even about me. It's about me doing my Father's will. So my Father sent me here to heal the sick, to cast out the demon. Listen, I need to go in and talk to your mother-in-law. And the unique thing about it was, when he healed her, he told her, don't even say no.
Don't even say nothing. Just keep it to yourself.
Keep it to yourself. This came in, he came in and healed the mother-in-law and told her, don't even speak. Don't tell no one. Just do it. Just allow it to be what I did and just keep on pushing.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when folk heal you, you know, it's a goodness. That's a goodness. You know, it's some things that God has done in our lives, and he tells, it ain't about you. It's just me doing my Father's will. And he'll say, shh. And then watch this. Girl, soon we get a test, 2-3 years later, we go, tell.
Mm-hmm.
I was only waiting 2 or 3 years later. We wait 2 days. If something good happened, and we done came and got delivered from something that wasn't supposed to be told right away. We should have had patience. We should have had patience. Because God just planted a seed in us, right? He planted a seed in me last night at Rod's. He planted a seed. Now, I can't share the seed yet because I got to have patience and let this thing sprout. And then once I get some little branches on it, then I can share it. You know what I mean? That's the beauty of the God that we deal with, because he pairs us for, not just for the now, but he gives us stuff that we can gather in that we might deal with later on during the course of this day.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So it's just a
beauty. You're right about
that. That's, yeah.
And you
that
can pour the blessing by sharing it too early. You can pour the blessing by sharing it too early. You can't just all out and start telling it. You know, God telling you, look, keep this on the wrap for right now because I'm still putting people in places. That's exactly why we got to keep things on the wrap sometimes, is putting people because he's putting people in places. But that was the same thing with Joseph. And Joseph, you know, how he was having the visions, and God blessed him with the vision. God blessed him to see things that was coming. He went and told his brothers, and his brothers hated on him. What they do?
Uh-huh.
You know, they hated on him. They end up selling him off. You know, and of course he got the victory and at the end of the day. And what did Joseph do? He still loved them. He still accepted them. He still showed them love. You know, but he let them know, you don't know who I am, do you? Let me let you know who I am.
That's right.
But that's why we gotta have some patience and learn how to just close our mouths, man.
Now, you know, Sister, I always say, you hear people get jealous of other people's situation and things. You don't know how to celebrate one another's glory. You don't know how to be happy for our brothers and sisters. And that's a lack of, because watch this. To me, that's a lack of not having a brother or sister's best interest at heart. I'm happy for you because if we together and God is blessing you and we're on the same core and we're praying and we appreciate one another, guess what? If he did it for you, he's going to do it for me. But watch this. Because our relationship is grounded for of the goodness of God and what he gives you, it's going to trickle down from you to me. Because we're sharing the same goals and the same purpose. And I'm happy. I'm generally, if you're generally happy for what I'm doing and the accomplishments that I'm achieving and the deliverance that God has given me, watch this. There are some things that you see in my deliverance and my accomplishments that you're saying, man, I'm trying to get to that point. I'm trying to get to that point. And I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there because brother got there. My sister got there. And we generally praying for those folks, and they praying for us. Guess what? We're going to get there too. But it goes right back to what you were saying, that patient. Man, we got to be patient for our seed to sprout out.
And you can't be looking around at nobody. You can't be looking around at nobody else's because that's why you really can't share everything. You're going to always pray for somebody and want what's blessed for them. But you got to realize a lot of people ain't on your level. A lot of ain't on the same level to be able to understand your purpose. See, now once you done put in the work and overstood and sat down and got your time in, and still every day you got to meditate and get your time in and have that relationship with God, and now you know your purpose, and don't think that they going to support your purpose just because all this time you realize what it is. But you need to look around and take a look around the people around you. Do you really wish them well? Do you really want what's best for them? Or are you only around them to use them? Use them for you to get your little get by and get high and get on.
Yeah.
We got to be honest with this thing. You know what I'm
saying?
Right. And then on the other side, we have to say, you know, why is this person around me? And why am I around that person? We got to check our own motives. Just like you checking the motives of people, you got to check your own motives.
That's right.
Why are we friends?
That's right. Because it starts with you.
We do. It always
starts
with us. But, of course, we get people out there who want to play the blame game, who don't want to accept responsibility for their own thing that they got going on.
That's some folk waiting on that patient, too. And that's some folk that's babies in this piece of relationship and this piece of having a relationship, not just with me, but with God. They still crawl.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to let those folk crawl. But in the meantime, we're going to continue to feed you the bottle. But every now and then, when I see you got your mouth open for a little piece of meat, I'm going to chop it up well enough to put it in there.
Mm-hmm.
I can't let you just keep crawling and you being a part of this glory that we are on. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, it was a thing. I used to always hear this, the crabs in the pot. They're always pulling each other down. We're pulling each other down. Now, I learned and studied that piece, and it was not so much the crabs in the pot. It was that heat that was some crabs on the bottom of that pot. You know why they were grabbing each other to get down? Because they were trying to get up to that cool part because they were closer to the heat on the bottom. It's not the crabs in the pot. It's the heat that's making the pot. To make the crabs in the pot reach for the top.
Want
to
get out.
Down here on the bottom. Mm-hmm. Get out. I need to get out of the pot. You know? Hot down here. You know, we can
I ain't never think about it like that.
Yeah,
I ain't think about it like that.
We pull each other down. We pull each other down. No. Put me
but
in,
if you speak, if you speak negative things in your life and around you, of course, negative things are going to happen. If you speak positive things, if you speak victory, if you speak this kingdom culture, we come from royalty. Our father is the king. I got a rich daddy. I don't worry about being broke. I don't worry about money and all that. I had to catch myself sometimes like, wait a minute, you know, I'm going to do this today because, you know, a diva, you know, I'm kind of low on funds. No, I'm not. Who's to say tomorrow when I check my bank account, and I've done it, I've checked my bank account, and there's money in there that I know I ain't putting there. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. And then, you know, there's certain things that happen. He placed people in my life. I get clients that come in. you know, some good seeds that I done planted years ago. Years ago was coming back to me now. And that's why we got to remember the things that we put out there is always going to come back. But we got to be patient. I've always been a patient woman. We got to be patient. But when I say be patient, I'm talking about be patient for the things that God has for you, not for that, that the world has for you. Don't sit around and let nobody just use you up.
That's right. That's right.
Don't you sit around and let somebody just use you up. You be patient for what God has for you and nobody else. And if it's something that you think that you deserve, whether it's, you know, financial, emotionally, a car, a job, a husband, a wife, you go to God and say, Lord, you know, I just wanted to come and talk to you about this and how I'm feeling right now. And he listening. He always listening.
Yeah,
he loving when we come to us. He wants us to come to us, to come to him. He wants us to be the first person that we come to.
That's
don't
right.
You go to nobody else. Don't be going to go have a pity party. Oh, such and such and such, this ain't right. My family did this to me. My man is cheating on me. My wife, she's cheating on me with my best friend. My job ain't doing this, blah, 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 blah. Because all you doing is setting yourself up for them to have a talk about tea party. You're going to be the trending topic because you went and told them all your business. And all you had to do is go to the Lord first, but that come with patience. I don't go and tell everybody my business. I go, anything that I'm feeling really some type of way about, I go to the Lord because he is the only one that's going to be able to change it. He's only going to be the only one to give me the patience and the strength to endure it. He is the only one that's going to be able to do that for me. Nobody else can do that for me. I'm loving this patience. And I'm loving because when I testify to you, when I witness to you, I witness to myself. When I preach to you, I'm preaching to myself.
That's right.
I love it. I love God for everything that he has done for me. It has been beautiful 30 years. I got 30 years on this earth, and I'm pretty sure I got a lot more to come. And God has been using me and using the people around me, positive people in my life, positive things in my life that I always prayed for. And it wasn't until I surrendered and started to be faithful to the Lord that he gave me those things because he said, okay, you ready now. I can't be putting you around my people with. Go ahead, Ronnie.
And that's the unique thing about the God that we serve, and he knows when he delivers from certain things. This has been for me in my walk with Christ and my relationship. I know when he delivered me from stuff, he put me right back in the midst of that stuff. And before I used to say, well, why does he keep doing this? Keep making like it's the temptations, and I keep coming back to this place, and I keep coming back to this place. And I had to really sit down and say, okay, when I really realized that God delivered me, and then I started having that patience and understanding and listening to God when he does certain things and he says certain things. I had to know that it's God and the voice of God. And I said, okay, when he delivered me from drugs, he put me right back 6 or 7 months later in the heart of the drugs where it was being sold at. And I said, okay, now why all of a sudden an apartment come up right here for me? I come out of the rehab, come out of the rehabilitation place, and apartment come right up. One bedroom apartment come right up in the heart of the drugs. The I was in between two apartment buildings. There was so much activity going on with the drugs. I used to stand on the porch, and at night I wouldn't even go outside. But every now and then I would go outside and look around, and I used to say, and they just started showing me, golly. I would get up at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, get ready for work, and I would go out on my porch and I look and I see the same people I seen at 8 o'clock at night still running up down the street, ducking behind cars and trees, and I say, man, now I see it. That used to be me. Thank you, God. I used to say, thank you, God. And then when I started seeing, God started showing me how I used to duck and dodge all night long to try to get across the street to do what I'm doing, my dirt, so nobody couldn't see me. And he was seeing me the whole time. When he delivered me from that, put me back in there, I just say, oh, man, I can't even sit on my porch and enjoy it. I can't even do this. But when I started hearing God and started seeing what he was doing, the beauty of it was he was showing me. And in the process of him showing me, he started delivering me with a word. Say this to the people. Show yourself friendly, because I need you to pull them out of that, because you was there, so you know what they're going through.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to give you this word. I'm gonna burst the seed in you, and when it comes forth, when you go ready to speak, folk on listen. And I guarantee you, listen, when I started doing outreach back on the East Coast, my areas was the drug areas, because I was familiar with those areas.
Mm-hmm.
I was familiar with those areas. I was familiar with being homeless. I was familiar being a drug user and a drug seller. So I was familiar with those folks. So when I started traveling down the road and they see me with my little church tracts and little Bible quotes, and I said, hey, man, I know y'all hard. Now watch this. In the midst of all that, me being patient, not trying to get people to recover that this day and get their life to Christ right now. You got to do it right now, or else I'm telling you, you might die tomorrow. Nah. He gave me patience with those folks. But what he did was allow me to go right back in and out of those communities, right back in and out, to show myself friendly, to gain a friend. And then the pastors are doing that. There's some people over here that has a building and some houses, recovering houses, that's watching me do this, do the work. And then when they got up the nerve enough to come to me and talk, say, hey, man, I know you're out here always with the users. People tell me you're out here trying to get people clean. And I have some connections at the detox joint. I had a guy, a partner, a friend of mine, was a counselor. And I used to call him up and say, hey, I need beds. Man, I got some people that want to get clean. I need some beds. And he used to keep beds, two or three beds available for me every day when he could. Because he knew I was going to call. I'm bringing somebody there, man. I'm bringing somebody there. And I watched this. I didn't have a car. And God blessed me with a car. And then the ministry just took off. I was taking people now. Remember, Andy, I shared you. The seed now, the seed is being birthed now, what he's done. And now I got these two Safeway houses, pastors of churches. They come to me and say, hey, man, I got a van. You need to get people to the detox center. We got a transitional houses. It's room 16 people. I got some beds, man. He said they can come right from the detox place right into our halfway houses. You want to do it like that. Hey, man, whatever's going to work for the community and work for that person. If they say they seriously clean, I'm just here to help, man. Whatever I can do in the system, because I know the feeling of not having nowhere to go after you come out of rehab. But I was patient. And during the whole process, during that whole testimony, it was about patience. I had to take my time each day. I had to take my time. Because I came out of rehab right into a homeless shelter. And I stayed there for 22 days, and I was patient. I worked. I went to my meetings. I was patient with everything I did, and everything I did, God was blessing me in it. And in the midst of all that, He allowed me to help others, and I let Him know that it wasn't about me. That's why when I share my testimony, it's not about me. I'm like you said, when I share what I've been through and how God delivered me with His grace and His mercy and His kindness and His loving kindness. We have to say that with His loving kindness, because He was so kind and loving to me, because I was struggling at some point. I was hard-headed at some point. I wanted to do it my way at some point. But He, with His grace and mercy, His loving kindness, He said, okay, you're going to make a few more mistakes, and then you're going to say, Jesus, I need you right now. When I put my hands up and said, Jesus, I need you right now, that brother said, I knew you was coming back. I knew you was coming. But now when I came wholeheartedly. And all that stubbornness, all that wanting to do it my way, that stuff just kind of just twinkled away, man. And the beauty of it is that I can grab somebody's hand right now and just walk with them. And I know the walk. And it's a patiently walk, and it's a joyful walk, and it's a growing walk. Because once you get patient and you surrender, there are some growing pains that you're going to go through. But once at the end, God is so much joy, so much peace there. That's the beauty of this God that we serve, because He gives us so much peace and so much joy. And then the unique thing, too, I'm on it, when you got a vision, people don't get mad with the vision and the goals that I'm trying to accomplish and my vision. Get on board and say, okay, if you got my best interest in heart, you're going to celebrate with me. Say, okay, where do I fit at in this vision? Don't say, how can I take it over? Or say where can I be a part and where can I assist that in your vision, because we all got
where
vision.
Where can I help?
And
mm-hmm.
Where can I help, sis? You feel me? I don't need to spearhead your vision. It's your vision. I can't spearhead it.
Mm-hmm.
You see that? My thing is, but I know I can get on board, because the thing is, we have to be able to buy into our brothers and sisters' vision, especially if it's goodness. If it's about the goodness of God and it's about helping and assisting people, we just got to get on board.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need a major.
Yeah, you really
got to want
to help. You really got to want to help. You got to check yourself, too. You know, are you here to help? Or are you here to showboat and shine and say, I did this, I did that? You know what I'm saying? People got to really, you know, be clear on that thing. You got to really want to help somebody deep down from your heart. When you helping, you know, of course you're going to have patience because, you know, this person is in a different place in their life. But when you helping, don't expect anything back from that person. And don't go and say, oh, I helped her when she had this and when he had that and when they had nothing and such and such and such. I had to check myself one time. Like, you know, was you helping that person to be able to say you helped that person, or was you helping that person because you really wanted what was good for them? You really wanted them to succeed. You really wanted them to have some things in life. You really wanted them to have some victory, some peace. You know,
mm-hmm.
you have to check yourself. You got to stand for correction, you guys, and that comes with patience. That comes with endurance. That comes with having a relationship. That comes with studying the Word of God. And, you know, things happening to you, you're like, okay, that's cool. This happened to me. All right, I'm going to get past this. Oh, there's another hurdle. Let me go ahead and jump over it. God got me. Oh, there's a wall right there. That's okay, because God already gave me the tools to climb it. Oh, there's a couple of people right there. I ain't worried about it. God going to move y'all out my way. You know, confidence, speaking that thing into your life, speaking that victory into your life, knowing that you came from a kingdom, you the kingdom culture. Stop living like
mm-hmm.
you to tell. You the head. God made you the head, not the tail. He made you above, not you beneath. Stop living like you a servant. You only
mm-hmm.
a servant
mm-hmm.
of God. Stop living like peasants. You know, stop just accepting the minimum of things. Okay, I'm going to just take this for now, you know. You know, and I think that's something that is being taught in different other religions and churches. You know, they teaching them and say, you know, God wants you to be humble. God wants you to stay there. You ain't got to be living all jacked up and in poverty. That's not what God wants for us. Don't be believing that. Do not believe that God wants us to have the finest of everything.
That's right.
Everything. Not just everything. That's why I live like I am a king. I am a priest. I am. I came from royalty. Yes, I live like I'm royalty because I know that that's how God wants me to live.
That's right. That's
but
right.
At the same time, I know to be obedient. And just because I come from a royal family does not mean that I'm not humble. Does not mean that I don't play my part. That's important.
That's right.
I mean, guys, have some patience on a day and, you know, just slow yourself down when you're moving too fast. Just go ahead and just say, look, let me calm down, get me together, you know, take some time out for me. Let me go somewhere in a quiet place. Let me go sit in the park. Let me go in my closet. The kids is off of school or wherever they going or wherever they at. Let me take this time where ain't nobody around, whatever, even if you got to go sit on the back porch. Let me just take this time and say thank you, Lord, for just giving me this time of peace right now. And I want
mm-hmm.
to talk to you about how I'm feeling. And I want to thank you for how far you have brought me. Because thank you for, you know, protecting me and covering me in the midnight hour when I was at my weakest point, when I was sleeping. I wasn't conscious of the things that was going on around me. Lord, you protected me. You protected my children. You protected my family. Look at the people
right.
out there that's strung out. You know, look, that can be you. Do not get so cocky in yourself and to start turning your nose up at other people. Be patient.
Right.
It's life on life. It's life on life terms, y'all. I mean, really, because we all, everybody in this world that had a point in their life, a low point in their life, a hard time in their life where they overcame. Now, if you had the strength, and you got over that situation, where do you think your strength came from? You should be joyful right now that you got through that. And knowing that God was the only one that gave you the strength, the knowledge, the tools to get through that. But of course,
right.
we know the pot is hot, and we go right back out there and touch the pot, knowing that it's hot, doing the same thing, drinking spoiled milk, and wonder why our stomach's hurting. Stop drinking that spoiled milk, y'all. Doing the same thing in one different resorts.
And
it's like that repeated offender thinking. You know, something happened in your life. You know, you're going through some hard times. You're receiving some correction, some discipline. Then things get corrected. Things get smoothed out. They go on autopilot. And what you do, you go right back around the same people, got the same thinking, doing the same stuff. But why things were smoothed out, that's the time that you should have been, because you went through that time and for God to correct you, and you said, Lord, you praying to God, you talking to God. I don't like coming to God in my hard times, which I do, but I would rather I glorify him when things are hard anyway. I say, thank you, Lord, for this time that I'm going through. I know you're teaching me something. I'm going to smile anyway, Lord. I'm going to be thankful anyway, Lord. I'm going to walk these 2 miles in the rain, Lord. Thank you for giving me legs to walk. Just find some positive, you know, and just stay active. Don't worry about what other people are doing wrong, because God's going to take care of them. God's going to send for correction, because when you was out there doing your thing, of course, people was like, why she got away with that? And why he get away with that? We don't get away with nothing, y'all. It just builds up, and then, of course, everything falls. Everything drops down, all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
We done came to the end of the show. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to Spiritual Feeding tonight. I hope that everything that me and Rodney and everybody is listening in, and just, you know, that it touched you and that you take this and apply it, you guys. Have some patience. Go ahead and keep it cool. You know, you don't have to just go off at that point or, you know, just blast off. Keep your cool. Keep your cool, you guys. You guys make sure you tune in on Friday, Frontline Fridays. Y'all know how we get down. We showcase artists. We interview, promote them, and spin their records. Step Your Game Up Saturdays, where we interview and talk with business owners. And, of course, Spiritual Feeders each and every Sunday. All shows air 7 p.m. on the west and 10 p.m. on the east, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Make sure you go to www.divaspotradio.com. Again, that's www.divaspotradio.com to stay updated on all the upcoming events and shows. Keep God first, family second, and career third. Rodney, I want to thank you for calling in to the show and sharing your testimony and your knowledge. It's so appreciated.
Oh, you're so welcome, sis, and God bless you, and I enjoyed you tonight. Iron sharpened iron.
Most definitely that. You're right. Iron sharpened iron. You're right about that. We're going to give to the song right here, Because of Who You Are. Such a beautiful song.
Glory, because of who you are, I give you praise, because of who